Mobile.
NZOTR, just getting ready to go mobile here at Greer Hospital.
Yeah, I heard you talking to Jerry a while ago and then to David and all. I was getting ready to leave the house, so I didn't jump in the conversation. And I got to go out here and put some go juice in the car, and I'm going to take it to the car wash and get it washed. And then I got to go to Wally World and pick up some items. So, you know, making some rounds this morning.
The standard operating procedures. Well, I'm just backing out here. If I can get out without curbing this thing.
Just try not to hit anybody and try not to get hit while you're backing out. That's the bad thing about it. Of course, I like the fact that when I'm in the car, I can see what's behind me, too.
I'm dodging cars right now, trying to get out of here. TSA tests, and I'm going to stop by Harbor Freight on the way back and pick up a tarp for the chickens.
But, oh, that's good. Well, I'm going to go up here and go by my ATM and pick up a little bit of money from the bank. And then I'll go by the car wash and get my car washed. Let these guys that do it for a living do it. Cost me a little bit extra, but hey, I don't get out there and strain my back or get soaking wet or any of the other stuff that goes with it. And I'm not out in this hot sun, so, you know, that's what I do when I go out like this, at least once a month anyway.
Well, Bernice, and it's worth it because it protects the car. I had a buddy that used to tell me back in Kansas that with the clear coat, you don't need to wax the cars. And, you ought to have seen the looks of that Buick that he had there at the last. I mean, it had less paint on it by far than it did at the start.
They can get worn. The paint can wear off, and so, you know, the sun gets it and all that other good stuff. So, yeah, it is what it is, as they say. And traffic is not too bad. It's not like quite lunchtime yet, so I'm not in the heaviest of traffic, although it seems like at every light I always catch it when it turns red instead of when I can get a green and continue going, you know.
Hit one red, you'll hit them all red. Well, thank goodness it's overcast somewhat today. We should stay that way. I thought about mowing some grass, but I'm not anxious to do that. And the possibility of rain Sunday, I think, Monday.
Something like that. And also, yeah, gotta go get some windshield washer fluid to go in the car. Some other items at Walmart, so I'm going to run by there after I leave the car wash, and you know, and then back to the top it off the gas tank, and then I'll head back to the house and stay in the cool till later. I've been invited out for supper, so I've been told we're having beef stew for supper, so I think I can enjoy that.
Well, nothing wrong with that at all. Oh, we had a light supper last night. I don't know why. I don't know if that stuff they injected in me made me tired or what, but I was just give out, and I just didn't see hardly anything on HF that was of interest. I did work one guy in Ukraine, and just for the heck of it, but he was pretty dang weak. He wasn't strong at all, but I got him all right. But that's the only one I made last night. I told Bernice, let's just go up and go to bed.
Turned on my radio last night. I did check in on the 2-meter, but other than that, I didn't get on anything else. So, you know, you do what you do and everything else. And I don't know whether I'll get on the HF, turn on the HF rig tonight or not. I haven't had it on for a couple of days. Well, I did have it on earlier because I was checking to see what version of the software is on the radio. And I have a later version than what I was reading about, so I'm not going to worry about updating it. And Anyway, well, I'm getting ready to pull through the ATM here, so I'm gonna lose the signal here because I'll be up underneath the building. Talk to you shortly. N0TRW2T 73s for now.
Okie doke, Rusty. Well, I'm about 3 or 4 blocks from Harbor Freight, so catch you later on. W2T N0TR. Clear.